Completes our old business. At this point, we have on our agenda scheduled a recess, but given the fact that it's only 4 o'clock, we're going to keep rolling into our public hearings. So it is time for our public hearings, and we're very glad that you're with us this afternoon, giving up your Thursday afternoon to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on this afternoon's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in the room, if you have a telephone or similar device, Ms. Hoy Stevenson, we ask that you turn it off or switch to silent service. Sorry, it rang earlier. You knew you were going to get called out.
I knew.
Yeah,
it's deserved.
The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in the room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people who are participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. And our first public hearing is Ordinance 23-01.
This is an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map of the comprehensive plan from the Tier 4 area, which is the system optional areas, to the Tier 2 Sussex County planning area in relation to tax parcels and its District 533, Map 11, parcels 23.00, 23.03, and 23.04. The properties are lying on the southwest side of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20, approximately 605 feet northwest of Deer Run Road, which is Sussex County Route 388, and the north side of Deer Run Road, approximately 159 feet southwest of Zion Church Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 36054 Zion Church Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, parcels 23.00, 23.03 and 23.04. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Submitted into the record for this ordinance, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the ordinance introduced by County Council. We have a copy of Exhibit A, which is shown on your screen, showing the existing tier areas in relation to the application site bounded in blue. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you. And in case the Commission have any questions, we ask Mr. Medlars to join us, as this is his area of expertise. So.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Hans Medlars, as his county engineer, reside at the third floor. And this is an unusual situation because normally you do not see Tier 4 touch Tier 1. So,
Mr. Medlars, just real quick, because I know at council they deal with it and you deal with it all the time. Just maybe a two-minute explanation of what the tiers mean.
Exactly. I was jumping right there, Councillor. May I turn my phone off?
Did you not just listen to what I said?
It's the president calling.
President of what?
The president who sits in your chair normally.
They're talking.
No, in this case, I think the chairman will rule. I'll tell him when I call him back. So the tier system was approved by County Council and is codified in Chapter 110 of the County Code. So that makes it regulatory, and the descriptions in the tiers are enforceable by the engineering department. The tier plan, the mapping, was adopted by the Planning Commission and by County Council in the comprehensive plan, which make it, in my opinion, similar to the future land use plan, and that's why discussing it with the councillor that we wanted to present this to you, because normally a tier four, and let me go first with the tier one is the unified county sewer district. Everybody who has county sewer service, tier one. Tier two, where the county exclusively reserves the right to serve every and all parcels in tier two with county sewer service. Tier three is where the county requires a community system to be installed. However, it can be private or it can be public, i.e. county sewer. We have the right, we, the county, have the right of first refusal to serve. Under Tier 4, central sewer service, community sewer service is optional. So we have no comments on this normally, and we would not weigh in on a Tier 4 subdivision proposal, because that could either be community or could be on-site individual. Just to refresh everybody, Tier 5, community systems are not allowed, only individual on-site are allowed. So this particular one, we could not bring this before County Council because it is not in our Tier 2 planning area, which we would receive a petition, we would bring forward for an extension request, and that extension request would follow the Delaware Code Title 9, which spells out how we extend sewer districts. So in this particular case, the County Engineering Department supports the map amendment to the sewer tier map of the comprehensive plan, bringing it to a tier two level, which then would allow the subdivision to proceed forward through your planning process, which is very important, before the final decision would be made to bring it into Tier 1, which is the sewer district. Because if we were to bring it into Tier 1 now, we would run afoul of the coal rule, which means no sewer decisions are to be made before land use decisions are rendered. So that's a very important issue, because we, the engineering department, will not bring forward to County Council a sewer extension decision which would indicate approval. So hence the two-step process. The county council will touch this again. So we support the transition of the map from 4 to 2, not to 1. That's why the ordinance was written the way it was. Does anybody on the commission have a question on the why it is before you? And you should see not many, because you remember the tier lines were drawn by county council and by you to try to avoid these issues.
Right.
And I would say, too, this is kind of on the back end of that, too. You know, this was, not so much parcel by parcel, but there was a tighter look on this just because it is driven by engineering issues mm-hmm. and the ability to sort of.
And we just received another one a few days ago, which we declined to support and act on, and said, you're tier 4, we have no interest, proceed under tier 4 rules. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of, in opposition to, or with any interest in this application, Ordinance 23-01? Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. For the record, my name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. Sitting in the back row with me was the applicant, as it's listed, under Davis Bowen and Friedel, Jamie Seckler, a licensed engineer with that firm. And sitting next to him is Brad Absher, a principal of the developer Zion Church Ventures, LLC. I'm not going to go through what Mr. Medlar just went through about that process, because I'm not sure I could repeat it. But setting that aside, part of the significance of this and what this Planning Commission sees on a regular basis is, of course, Chapter 4 and what the property's designation is on the future land use map. And when you look at the whereas clauses for this ordinance, right about the middle, there's 4 of them that set forth that part of the property is within the developing area and the balance of the property is within the coastal area. And the Planning Commission would, of course, recognize both of those as being growth areas within Chapter 4 of the comprehensive plan. And interestingly enough, and as a good ordinance does, it supports the reasons why they should be granted, and it notes that within the comprehensive plan, in both of those areas, central sewage is strongly encouraged, is the quote from those. And based on that and the reasons that Mr. Medlar says the applicant would ask that Planning Commission make a recommendation to council that this change to the sewer tier map be approved. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, but
I think we're good. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Operator, is anyone standing by who would like to speak on ordinance number 23-01?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Essex County, just passing the line.
Thank you, Ashley. We hear you loud and clear. We appreciate your efforts. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Okay, commissioners, any questions or comments?
No.
All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision. I'm sure you'll be on the edge of your seats for this one. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing.